Okie dokie. Welcome back to the Surfing Analysis Podcast. I'm Liam.
I'm Dan.
We're proudly brought to you by the Beach House Physio. Go down to Gold Coast, see Bracken down there for all of your surfing injury needs.
Very good.
Okay, today we're going to get into the Vans World Cup. We're going to have a look at the CT qualification. We're going to look at a little bit at the Triple Crown, Pipe Invitational and the Masters coming up. Eddie Arkow has been called on, Longboard Championships, and the Big Wave Tour. So, straight into it, the Vans World Cup. What do you think, Dan?
It was awesome. It was good swell for the whole time.
Yep.
Some guys that, you know, we thought were going to qualify, didn't qualify.
Yep.
Some guys came up and qualified through
Jumped a few of them.
There's still some complications depending on what happens at Pipeline.
Yeah.
Like Jack Freestone and a few other guys.
Yeah, I'd seen that. They've called. Did you see on the QS rankings they had like qualification line now?
Mm.
But I did the sums and their maths off. There is a possibility Jack might not. From what I could tell,
might not get it. Yeah,
yeah. Might not get in.
Because if Zeke Liao also doesn't advance in the Pipeline Masters and doesn't keep his spot.
Yeah. There's another one.
Yeah, there's another person there.
So what do you think about the swell for Vans?
It was pumping.
Awesome, eh?
Yeah, some crazy barrels, like, especially for Sunset.
Yep.
I haven't seen, a Triple Crown like that for a while with all the weight. Like, Haleiwa, sure enough, it wasn't, like,
it was still big.
There was chunky waves.
Yeah, it was huge.
And, so, you know, this whole time it's been proper Hawaii and they get you know, fully tested them. The way that, you know.
Big walls, you get to see them go. There's even a few barrels on offer.
Yeah, exactly. So you want them tested the way that Hawaii is supposed to test the newcomers.
Yeah, I thought it was, another crazy good event. Swell was huge. Mm. And got to see, like you're saying, a lot of those guys fill in their spots on the QS to make qualification for next year.
That's right, and there's one or two dudes that I didn't think that were going to be on there, and we'll talk about, obviously, a bit later.
So, should we say, first for the Vans World Cup winner, Ezekiel Lau?
Yeah.
Pretty good, eh?
He was ripping.
Yeah, and it's good, like, a Hawaiian wins it. You could see how much, I think that's his second time, they were saying, he's won it.
Mm.
And obviously means a lot to him, so that was pretty good.
It's pretty good. I only watched the highlight of the final.
Because
I've worked a fair bit this week, but I watched most of the other heats and he was surfing good the whole time. So.
Yeah, throughout. I watched the whole final, had it before work yesterday and it wasn't as good, the waves weren't as good in the final as they were like in the semis or quarters, but still pretty good surfing.
Oh yeah.
The other guys in there in the final were Jesse Mendez.
Yeah, so he's back on tour because of that.
Security spot, so that was bloody awesome.
Yeah, I heard that. And
Juru got in.
Juru, yeah, he's always good on his backhand, man.
Yeah, that's, he's a good surfer.
He's a good surfer. And I reckon he might even qualify through pipe.
Yeah.
I think he can if he...
But I have to check the pipe in... Oh, no, Juru's on,
I think he's already in.
Yeah.
But, he's really good at pipe. So he should have a good shot at pipe as well.
And then Griffin Colapinto.
He was Pinto. Charging, bro.
Yeah, he's come good, eh? I saw him go
over the falls on, in the semi-final.
Yeah.
No fear, bro. It's just like,
Yeah, he's going good.
Yeah, crazy.
So, yeah, it was a good final in the end. And then leading up to it, some of the other highlights. Geordie Smith, he was killing it out there. Ripping. Doing his big man turns. Yeah,
he just got done and, you know. Towards the end from the guys that are hungrier than they want to, you know.
Yeah, it means a lot more. He's out there having a bit of fun. I saw him backdoor a barrel in one. Yeah, How good was that?
I saw that in the finals day highlight. I didn't actually see his heat. So.
Yeah, he like backdoored through it, and then there was actually another section he tried to get through that. I just sort of flattened out, but good surfing by him.
Very good.
Some of the other guys who did really well. Jack Freestone.
Yeah, he did well.
He got high up there.
So he, you know, sort of gave himself a chance.
Yeah.
And even, I suppose, if he doesn't get in this year, he's going to be one of the guys with, like, a injury, who'll get injury wild cards being the next in line and stuff
Yeah.
Similar things like that.
Solly Bailey surfed well again.
Yeah, the dude's on tour now.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he was...
Come back, you know, through this Hawaiian leg, he's... done really well at
two events in a row.
Yeah, well, 2 10,000s.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So he's come from nowhere and just got a spot on tour.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's been battling through QS and then the last two events. You know, it must be tough for the surfers because there's so many points in those last two events.
Mm.
But it's bloody exciting as somebody watching it because, like, so much can happen. So.
Well, it did.
Yeah.
And did you see how he was surfing so good at sunset?
Really good.
Like, just ripping. So.
And then Leonardo.
Leonardo
did really well too. Quarterfinal finish.
I saw the earlier rounds of Leo, and he was like, looked determined. He looked like a CT dude, bro. Yeah, so I was just like, he's got to get through.
He's doing good.
Yeah.
One of the other guys, I feel a bit bad for Wesley Dantas.
He's knocked.
Yeah, so that's Wigalo's brother.
Yeah.
He basically in this event, the last event, he's come from the depths of the QS to like come right up in the rankings. I think he pretty much had to win it, but which he didn't. But man, he did really well.
He did well, good enough, you know.
Very good.
Yeah, you know, his brother, unfortunately, you know, had a real bad year this year, and now he's not going to be on tour anymore, and et cetera, et cetera. And
but yeah, keep an eye on him. I think he's good. Yeah. The other one I wanted to mention too from Vans was Billy Kemper.
Mm.
He got the 10 in round one.
Oh yeah,
well, how good was it?
He got that, and then he went over and won Jaws.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it was pretty, you know.
So, yeah. So
he had, like,
round one, he's in this, and he's in the Jaws Big Wave event.
Yeah, he had some. He gets major.
A 10, wins his heat. Yeah. Perfect 10. Look, killer barrel.
Mm. And then flies over and wins Jaws.
Yeah, flies over, I think, the very next day.
Yeah, yeah.
He surfs 2 days at Jaws, wins Jaws, and then flies back on the fourth day.
Comes back. I think he won a heat after
and
that.
Then he got through the heat.
But then he got knocked in the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, 4 days of surfing for Kemper.
Just keep winning, and he's just like, yeah, this is sick.
And you see him, like, it was about 10 foot out there, and he's killing it, and then he goes and surfs 30 foot.
Mm.
Like, versatile, real good.
I thought they might have put him in the trials.
Yeah.
But he's not in there.
No, he's not in it. But anyway, great event.
Yeah.
So
that's the triple crown for you, though.
Yeah. Well, pipe still to come.
Yeah, one more to go. But this is pretty much the.
Well, what do you want?
The only sort of thing that can happen now at Pipeline is if Jack Freestone gets in from people that are. Going to double qualify.
Yeah, jump over Griffin Colapinto.
Yeah, like, no, yeah.
Who do you want to go? Do you want to talk about the Triple Crown or you want to go over the placings?
Yeah, just have a look. What happened?
Let's do the Triple Crown. So, we've had so far Lau won one and Parco won the other. Parco did quite well in this event too, round four.
Yeah, so he's got a commanding sort of.
And they're both surfing at Pipe.
Yeah.
So.
And he's going to go good at Pipe, man. He's going to get through some rounds for sure.
Yeah. Hopefully.
You'd think so anyway.
I would think he's going to do well at Pipe. Like, they both can. Lau's Hawaiian, so he's obviously good Pipe. And we were just watching, you were showing me some of that footage
he got barreled.
From Pipe on the last couple of days.
Yeah, like a couple of days ago. Yeah.
He's killing it. So Parco and Lau are your big favourites. You also got Jesse Mendez.
Yeah, he can make it.
Yeah.
He did too good at both events as
well. Yeah, so he made the final in that event, and he made the semis in the other. So if he goes well at Pipe, he could win the Triple Crown.
Yeah, he had a heater in Hawaii. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Paddy G, actually, he did all right too. So, but really, you're looking at Lau or Parco and then maybe Mendez.
Mm. There's a couple other guys as well that may.
May, if they come through the Invitational.
Yeah, I think it's possible, what's his name?
Which one?
Jack Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson, he still has a chance. Yeah, because if he got up pretty fairly high in both of those events.
Yeah, if you're going to pipe and won it or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so as for the QS rankings,
yep.
So the guys who have come through, Kanoa's through.
Yeah, he's won the QS for the second year in a row.
Yep, and he's going to qualify on the CT.
Yeah, so he's double qualified twice those years too.
So his placing doesn't count.
Both years.
How good is he?
That's out of control.
He's an utter professional. Griffin Colapinto, he comes in at second on the QS.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one spot where mathematically he could get knocked out.
But
he may not make the cut on the CT.
But he just needs to make a few rounds.
He really, like, two rounds?
Yeah, and he'll make it on the CT. Yeah. And then that's what I mean. They'll put in Jack Freestone.
Yeah, so...
Possible.
Yeah. No, yeah, it looked like Jack's going to make it. There was, like, say if, like, 23, 24, 25, like, both made it through to the final, one won it, and then 22... makes it to the semis. That's pretty much the only way Jack could not make it. And Griffin gets knocked in a second.
Yep.
So then third is Seth Moniz.
Yeah, he's a newcomer from Hawaii.
Yeah, so I don't know much about him. What do you know?
Well, he rips.
Yeah, he rips.
He can do big airs as well as charges heavy barrels.
Yep.
So he's the complete package on the tour, really. He should be pretty good.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Callahan, he's at number 4. You know
who that is.
So
Ryan Callahan, he's Arkell's just been ripping, and he's,
What do you see with Callahan? Like, what do you think he could, his ceiling, like his talent ceiling, where do you think he could get to?
Oh, he's right up there with the other guys, but just probably not as extroverted, but he's still got all the airs as well.
Yeah.
He's actually got a bigger rail game than some of the other dudes.
Yeah.
Like, he can lay down a big rail.
Really?
Like a different kind of surfing.
I could see him, like, I think he could be a top 10 guy, really.
He is a top 10 guy.
Yeah, well.
I think.
Yeah. Now, this guy, I don't know much about him, Peterson Cristiano.
Okay, this guy's...
So tell us about him.
Like, he's a QS battler man. He's been, like, battling for years and years and, like, lost his sponsors and shit. And
I heard, they were saying something about 2011.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics, but, yeah, he's, like, been battling for ages and this, you know, he's pretty well known, like, free surfing and stuff and that. He rips, man.
Yep.
He's going to be good to the tour.
What about his surfing? What's he good at?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, he's rounded.
He can do airs?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Jesse Mendez, so he's qualified through the QS?
Yeah, Mendez is Mendez, we know, but he, you know, hopefully he does a bit better on the CT this year
than he did last year.
You know, he did good at Kremis and that. There was some standout performances from him there.
Yep.
But apart from that, like, he sort of bombed the whole year.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. He had some hard heats, like, to tell you the truth, but, well, like, he sort of didn't.
I'm looking forward to him getting another year. Like, I'm happy he qualified because... Going into this year, like, there was a lot of talk about him. From what I've seen, he's more like, he's a safe guy, does rail work, doesn't seem to have much of an air game, but...
He does. He's got a good air game.
Well, I didn't see him throw many airs.
No, mostly rights, apart from Kramer. You know, Kramer's a big boost.
So he might have the forehand air game. Forehand. Yeah, okay.
Okay, but, like, also, at least he gave himself the opportunity to come back
and have another go. Time,
a lot of guys that have bombed it like he did on the CT haven't backed it up on the QS, haven't been able to get the results.
Yeah.
So they've bombed out.
Yeah, completely.
So they're out, but he's still giving himself that chance.
Yeah, maybe not having the pressure this year. Like, it could have been all a lot of first year, like, nervousness. So we'll see. I'm happy that he's going to be doing another year. Number 7 is David Silva.
Mm-hmm. Brazilian fella.
Yep.
Rips, goofy footer.
Yep.
He's actually a really good backhand, so he should be good suited to the tour.
Yeah, okay.
He charges as well. And he's all around surfer. He's been in his QS grinding for a while.
Yeah.
I've seen some good clips of him though.
Okay. Number 8, Ricardo Christie.
Yeah, Ricardo's sick.
Good surfer.
Yeah, really, really rips. Like, and also he's been on tour before.
Yeah.
And
you were saying that,
dude, he's like one of the most robbed fellas in CT history. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like every heat, like every time he lost.
Yeah.
It was in like the highest scoring heat of the fucking round.
Yeah.
And he'd probably pretty much beat everyone else in the whole round.
Yeah.
But he was just against this dude that was on fire, like a Felipe or a. You know, a crazy Gabriel. Yeah, you know, that sort of shit.
Yep, yep.
And he was just fucking tearing.
Four buggers getting...
Yeah.
I reckon from what I've seen of his surfing, he could maybe get a top 10 next year. He's very good.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't get the heats like he did last
time. Yeah, hopefully. few years on, he's probably a bit more experienced.
Yeah, and when he got to Chopes and stuff as well, he still charged. And also at Fiji,
yeah,
he went good.
So, yeah.
Sick.
Okay, the next guy, number 9, Leonardo.
Yeah, well, back on tour again.
Yep.
Dude rips.
Do you like him?
I rate his surf, and he's got massive power turns when it gets big, as we saw at Sunset.
Yeah.
And then small waves, he can do all the boosts and all the crazy stuff.
I'm actually looking forward to him because of the feistiness,
like with Gabriel Medina.
Yeah, like with Medina in round one.
That was more Medina.
Yeah, but you could see Leonardo was like, he's not going to put up with it.
No, he's just like Jordy in that.
So I'm hoping that, yeah, maybe next year, maybe there'll be another run in. I always love that stuff. So
he's good for the tour too. Like, he's real professional and like real, like, he's just like Kanoa. They're real good friends.
It's good having like some Europeans on the tour.
Yeah,
I like
and they
it.
Rip.
And yeah, and good surfers.
Can rip, yes.
Maybe give make another lot of French guys or Italian guys thinking, oh, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. So
I rate him in good waves, for sure.
Now, number 10 was Jadson Andre.
So crazy. Like, this guy makes it on tour. Like, he was on tour for a fair long time.
Yeah.
And he's won contests. And, like, yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He actually rips.
Yeah.
Like, and can do airs the whole lot.
Yep.
But the guy, I don't know, he's the only guy that I've seen that's been the most stressful way to get on tour. Like, the dude, like, he could have got on tour way easier if dudes weren't losing, like, weren't getting through the heats. Like, if they were just losing earlier. But, like, he had to get such a high, like, he had to get to the semifinals because everyone kept winning. And he's like, fuck. And he, that's happened twice to him. Like, he's made it through. Like, and it has to be in a high heat, like, you know, semi-final style in Sunset.
Yeah.
Like, at the last heat, the last fucking heat of the year, pretty much. He has to, you know what I mean? Like, before the final.
Poor
guy.
And
he made it, and it was, like, fucking...
Well, yeah,
the most incredible thing. You got to watch it on... It's actually, like, on World Surf League. Go watch it.
I seen it, and they were, like, came up on the screen, oh, Jadson Andre's qualified for the thing, and then they switch over to Jadson. Jadson's there with he was there with his coach. I swear they literally had like not even a phone calculator. They had like an actual calculator, and they're doing their sums and that. And then Strider says, he goes, "Oh, I love Jadson. I'm so happy for him." And I don't think Jadson knew that he'd said it. And then they interviewed Jadson. They're like, "Oh, you've qualified." And then, he's like, oh, yeah. And then he goes, oh, I love you, Strider. So pretty cool. They got a good relationship.
Well,
and
apparently everyone on tour likes Jadson. So they're probably all stoked to have him back on.
Oh, legend.
You know what I mean?
And then, Solly Bailey.
Yeah, new Aussie.
Yeah, another Aussie.
Back in. Boom. Yeah, good. He's not back in. His first time. This is his actual debutant. So and he rips, and he showed some, you know, good surfing during these two events that's happened, and
he's been surfing real
both
good.
Events he got quite high up there, so he's got some points, and he came from nowhere. So
from the depths of the QS to qualify.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know where he's from Aussie?
I think it's like Central Coast, New South Wales.
Oh, good on him. So number 12 was Ezekiel Lau.
Mm-hmm.
I did look at the rankings. He's going to qualify. Like, there is a
if he doesn't at
he's going to qualify. He's like 18th.
Well, if
he's
doesn't at fine. Pipe, he has to freak out about if Griffin keeps his.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Griffin. Yeah. You know, but I still think he's got too many points. Like.
Yeah.
He should be fine. And then so the 13th that should leave.
So that if
Jack Freestone,
if Zeke Lau's fine and Griffin gets Griffin's fine, he's in.
What do you think about Jack
Freestone?
Yeah,
he's been on tour before. He didn't really perform as well as I thought he could.
No,
but he's got definitely, like, I've seen all of, you know, his free surfing videos and all these other stuff. He shreds.
Yeah, he's good surfer. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he can lay down some turns too. So
yeah, I remember hearing him on the Yockey podcast, and he's a big unit. He can surf. I remember over the last 5 years, the amount of promotion they were doing with him was crazy. Like,
yeah, they thought he was going to be the
next big thing.
But you know, if he makes it back on tour again this year,
yeah,
good. And then he performs well, you know, he could be a top 10 guy.
Yep.
You never know.
Yeah. Maybe it was a lot of it was the pressure too.
Yeah, like first year on tour. You know, you got to back it back up. He didn't back it up for another year, so he had to do it again. And he made it this year, maybe. He might not even make it.
But, yeah. And then the other guys, so which pretty much lost their spots, Ethan Ewing.
Yeah,
Gonski. Poor bugger.
Yeah, that was...
Because he was up there.
He was up there, but he didn't do well.
Didn't perform in...
In Hawaii.
Yep.
And dudes leapfrogged him.
I'm trying to think who the other guys were. There was Ethan Ewing.
There was a couple of guys.
Oh, Christ. Let me see whether... Yeah, I don't think I got that one up.
No.
Uh-oh. There was Jordan Cousineau.
Yes.
That was the other one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Matthias Hurdy. No, he wasn't in that group.
Yeah, he was up there.
Was he in that? Yeah, he was up there. It's a shame.
But he got knocked at that.
He's a good surfer too.
But he went straight to the World Juniors. He flew to Taiwan.
Oh, did he?
Cap met him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A young guy. So. Yeah, really. Oh, well, he's got plenty of time to get better too.
Man, he's up in the finals of the World Juniors right now, I think.
Yeah. Okie dokie. So, next one, Pipe Invitational.
Yep.
So, let me see whether I can bring this jazz up. It's on one of these things.
The Pipe Invitational, mate? Here she goes.
Is it this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pipe Invitational is going to run. You're loving that. So. So, some of the names in there. Callahan. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie O'Brien. Bruce Irons.
Oh, good.
Nathan Florence.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying, yeah, this guy, is he any good?
Baron Mia, Rips.
Yep.
All these guys, Kieron J. Burr.
Yep.
Iovanni DeVolt or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're big heats, man, these first two.
Ian Walsh is in there.
Ian Walsh, massive. As I said, that Baron Mia.
Yep.
Mason Ho.
Yeah.
All these other guys, Rip, man. Solly Bailey, so he's in.
Ethan Ewing's actually in there too.
Yeah, they reckon... Hopefully he can do well.
Dusty Payne, Billy Kemper.
Finn McGill's the former trialist.
Yep.
And Jack Robert.
And that Finn McGill too, he's a young guy, young junior. He's doing quite well, so this is another good experience for him. So.
Well, he's won this before. And so is Jack Robert, so is Jamie O'Brien, so is Bruce Irons.
Yep.
You know, a lot of these guys can, if they get into, whoever, a lot of these guys.
Yep.
If they get the right waves and they get into the CT, they can beat the top three guys.
Yeah.
In their heats.
Well, I think there's two spots up for grabs. So the trials, I think they're going to grab maybe the top two guys. The other guy, so did you hear Florence was out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did want to...
He said he wasn't 100% or something.
Yeah, he said he's still getting pain. What did he say? I read a little... piece here, and he goes, he talks about, you know, he's still getting pain when he's down on his backhand barrels.
Yeah.
And he said something like he didn't want to put himself in the position where, like, it's get barreled and maybe get an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So he's real, like, he's a smart guy. He knows if he puts himself in there, he might push it too far and re-hurt himself.
Well, he's got a lot of time if he just stays out of this event to heal.
Yep.
Between then and train.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Well,
Before the next event.
This is what he said. I don't want to put myself in a position where I'm pushing to win a heat and it takes precedence over protecting his knee.
Mm.
Really, if he's still getting pain this far, you know, if he wasn't getting pain, then maybe you'd push it. But still getting pain at this time, it's not worth doing, I reckon. Right. I heard some of his recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he's doing some gymnastics, DNS movements, which I think is dynamic strength.
Okay.
And then, he's getting acupuncture, laser therapy, infrared sauna. So he's like, this is like world-class rehabilitation stuff. So, yeah, he ain't like, just like, sitting on the couch and doing stuff. He's, like, doing everything he possibly can to get back.
Going in events and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's trying to not go in the event because, you know, he's going to be good for next year. So it must have been a big decision because, you know, he's loving pipe.
But he also, yeah, but he's definitely got the injury wild card.
He's fine for next year.
But who has another one? Cryo Belly or Slater?
Yeah, well, that's a bit, we were talking about that. Yeah, so it's Cryo Belly was actually injured. Slater was actually injured, but probably could have surfed.
No, I don't know.
Well, he surfed in a lot of his own contests.
Yeah, and
didn't
he did, and he went to Fiji on a massive swell. Yes.
So next year the WSL have to make a decision. Like John's obviously he's injured, so he's going to get one of those spots. Are you going to give the other spot to Kelly? I can only think they will. But it's pretty. It's going to be tough luck for Abelli.
Exactly.
He was properly injured and So the Pipe Masters.
Mm-hmm.
So, John was out. So, I think they're saying Seth Monice. Yeah, Seth Monice is going to take John's spot.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure which heat that is, whether it's the Toledo, Wilson, or Medina heat.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. And then that leaves two more spots. So, that'll probably be your trial winners.
Okay.
Matchups for the Pipe Masters. What do you think?
Pretty good. At the start, you got Jordy Smith, Frederico Marias, and Miguel Pupo.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
I'm looking at Jordy Smith. And, you know, Pupo can get really barrel at Pipeline
as
too.
Well.
So, and yeah, Marias, it's a hard heat.
Yeah, not a bit.
For them, yeah.
Round two's got Owen Wright, Yagadora, and Asin.
Yep, I reckon O-Dog or...
Yeah, O-Dog should get
O-Dog
it.
O-Dog should get it.
Asin, he's Hawaiian, so
and
who knows?
Yago can get barreled too.
Yep. Then round three, you got Italo, Juru, and Abelli.
Well, all three of those dudes can get barreled. Abelli's back from injury.
Yep.
Drew can get seriously barreled, and Italo's a nutcase.
Round four, this should be good. So you got Toledo and Wilkinson.
Yep.
Wilkinson can beat Toledo.
Absolutely.
We know you charge as.
Absolutely, at Pipeline.
And then that's with one of the to be announced. So that's a problem.
Dude, at Pipeline?
Yeah.
Wilkinson can take him down.
Yeah, he can definitely
take him
down.
So take him down.
So
anyway, next heat.
Heat five. What do you
got? We've got Jules, we got Thomas the Hitman Hermes.
Shouldn't be any problem.
And then
there.
whoever they got. Which is a problem.
Which is a problem, yeah. So whoever Wilson gets, that's gonna be a problem.
It's a problem. Even Seth Meniz.
Yeah, Seth Meniz.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
At Pipe.
So that's gonna be a good heat.
Alright, Gabriel Medina, Connor O'Leary, bro.
O'Leary
and
go charges.
And whoever at the Pipe. That is a problem.
That's another one.
It's a very big problem.
So all three of those heats, the Toledo heat, the Wilson heat, the Medina heat,
they're
going to be good.
Hits.
They're going to be good.
Because Conor O'Leary can definitely get a sick wave, like a couple of waves, and all of a sudden there's crazy
and he's not,
pressure.
And he's not scared.
But
so
this is only
get
round
a big swell.
One, so it's not
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, but still. This heat, round seven.
Colo Pinto's been charging.
Yeah.
I'd see Slater winning at Pipe compared to Carmichael, to tell you the truth, mate.
Yeah, so Carmichael, Colapinto, and Slater. And I'm interested to see how Carmichael goes, but Colapinto, like, you're picking Slater, like...
Colapinto.
I think Colapinto.
I'm saying he's been ripping, he's actually, charging as well, so it's between him and Slater, but if it's Slater brings his pipe game, his proper pipe
game...
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's all Slater.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about this. Okay. I think Colapinto, man.
No, it's still one of the only...
Colapinto is the new man.
I see Pipeline, bro, for Slater as one of the only events he can win now.
Yeah, it is. But still,
Griffin
can win this event.
Yeah, I'm saying
he
can, but I'm just...
Yeah, this is probably the best event for Slater.
If they got the best wave, I think Slater
maybe
would
Slater
off.
Will read it better.
Yeah.
Heat 8, Igarashi.
Mm-hmm.
Zietzi boy
mm-hmm.
and Michael February, so I'm not too worried about February.
Well, Igarashi is a Pipeline master.
Yes. And Zietzi.
Okay.
I like this matchup. You got Igarashi and Zietzi. on that same sort of level. They're not in the top 10, but they're good young guys. Mm. Both surf really well.
Bye-bye February, all I'm saying.
Yeah, February's not going to make it.
He's not going to make it.
All right. Berez?
Berez in that one, or Azeek.
With Lau?
Also, Ian Gouveia is a barrel-riding machine. I will not be surprised if Ian Gouveia wins this heat, especially if it's pipeline, the way it's been pipeline lately.
Yeah.
I will not be surprised Ian Gouveia wins this heat.
And then Heat 10, Connor Coffin charges, Jeremy Flores charges.
Jesse Mendes,
well, his girlfriend is Hawaiian.
Hmm.
I'm sure he's doing a lot, and he's been surfing.
She's Brazilian
good.
Now, mate.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I've heard Mendes chat too, and he doesn't sound. As he's Brazilian lost. And not as Brazilian as a lot of them.
Hmm. Next one.
Andino, Ace Buchan, and Joel Parker. That's a good heat.
All these dudes.
Yep.
Can win this heat.
Yep.
It's too hard to. It's a gamble.
Ace is a charger. Love that. And then the last heat of round one is Cardoso, M-Rod. He's good at getting through these heats. And Paddy Gadowskis.
Well, out of all of them, I'd say, like...
Who do you think?
I don't know. Maybe Gadowskis in pipeline waves. But then M-Rod, I've seen him get barreled.
Yeah.
He can get barreled.
Yeah.
And Cardoso, I don't think, is as good as the other guys at pipeline.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's Pipe and the Invitational. The other thing is, the Eddie Aikau, that's been called on.
Yeah, it's got a big waiting period, but...
I think until maybe late February. And some of the names on there, they got everybody. Billy Kemper, Nathan Florence, John Florence, Parco, there's a million big names. There's actually the girl, Keely Kennelly, who won Jaws this year.
Yeah, she'll be on it.
She's the first woman
to ever go.
Yeah, to ever go, which is pretty cool.
That's her. That's awesome.
And she's the girl who got the big facial lacerations at Chiapu.
Yeah, she's been charging, but.
So, that's going to be bloody awesome. Maybe they'll call it soon. They're getting some big swells, so we'll see.
Get on it, people.
The other one, Longboard Championships.
Yep, so Stephen Sawyer from South Africa won that one.
Yep. Over in Taiwan.
In Taiwan. That was pretty good. That was against Kai Salas. He's from, Hawaii.
Yep.
Steezy, actually, I hung out with him in California a few years ago. We're mates.
Good
and
bloke.
He's a good bloke, and he surfs. He rips. He rips, man. He actually got a wild card into J-Bay a few years ago.
Oh, okay, really?
So he surfed in the CT as well.
Oh, okay.
But the guy is a phenomenal surfer.
Ooh.
Hell chilled dude. Real good musician too.
As well.
Really good musician people.
Please
get on it. Also in the women's Soleil Erica.
Yes.
She's also from she's from California, not South Africa.
Yeah.
She took
it out.
Yeah, she's an awesome girl, and she's been coming up the ranks for a while, she's real young.
Yeah.
And she's putting it to all the other girls there.
Yeah.
And apparently
17, isn't she?
Yeah. My girlfriend surfs in this competition as well, and Kat was saying that she was the standout of the event for sure, so good on you, Soleil.
And then who was the other girl she's in with the final?
That's Rachel Tilley.
And she's American, but she's living here?
She's American. She lives at Gold Coast now because she's doing a uni.
Yep.
But she's actually a world champion, previous world champion.
Yeah, she's good. Very good.
Yeah,
I've seen some of her in the heats, and she's killing it. And then, Kat, unfortunately, round two knockout.
Yeah, surfing well. Just the wave selections and a few things in the heat. But, she's going to come back and stronger than the next year. And she's definitely got the attributes to get up there. And,
Anyway, so that was pretty good. And then the last thing we'll chat about is the big wave event at Jaws.
So that was crazy.
How good was that?
Yeah, well, I thought Nazare was crazy, which Nazare could be.
Nazare was
crazy.
Awesome.
And it could have been even crazier. But
Jaws was a bit scary crazy.
Yeah, because they were getting really tubed and it was heavy beatings. And like
it just and it, the barrel it just opens up like yeah. it's crazy.
Yeah, they're like, full tubes,
30-foot tubes. Like and dude, like
those tubes at Nazare were like probably the biggest tubes I've ever seen.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
These ones were like just
gnarly
tubes. Gnarly tubes. yeah. Like, you know, Hawaiian gnarly tubes.
I'm loving this big wave, these big wave events. They're awesome.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best spectacles for people that don't surf.
Yeah.
They, you know, they see this stuff and they go, oh my God, like, and they're in awe and they yeah, sort of like yeah. get captivated by it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, there's been times when I'm watching it live, I'm thinking, I'm scared for these guys' lives. I'm wigging out. Well, I'm like, holy shit.
Well, they called it, they called it off after the... They ran, like, one heat at the beginning, and then they were like, it's just too dangerous.
Dudes are getting smashed.
Dudes are... Nobody's really making anything. Dudes are getting smashed. So.
Yeah, someone's going to die.
Yeah. yeah. So, good call. They called it off, and then they were left... You know, they waited a day or so, and it was still, like, 30 foot, so it was killer.
It's gonna, yeah, that's right. It's some of the most crazy stuff you'll ever see.
Some of the standout guys, like...
Kai Lenny.
How good was that? So Kai Lenny does that one where there's this sick ass carve.
Oh, he comes down and then like he, a 30 footer.
And then he drops, like he airdrops like 10, maybe 15 feet.
Yeah, lands it perfectly.
Man, he's so like
he's the most surfingest guy on the biggest big waves. He can actually like turn that thing in the pocket on a fucking 30 footer, and it's just it's crazy. It's crazy what he can do. The other guys can't do it.
No,
there's other guys that can do sort of. We saw it.
But he's definitely the best.
He's definitely the best, and I don't know why he's not getting scored more for some of the shit he's doing. Like maybe he's catching not as big as a wave as some of the other guys, but he's catching a freaking pretty big wave and doing crazy shit. Yeah.
It's crazy, like toe sessions. A couple of years ago, it was still pretty much like just catch a big wave and shoulder ride it and that. But now guys like Kai Lenny, like he's just surfing the shit out of a 30 footer.
And he won the final.
It's so good.
He won the final.
Yeah,
of
so.
He didn't actually win it, guys. Billy Kemper won
it. Yeah, Billy Kemper won it.
But he didn't win it.
Well, I wrote down the scores. So, yeah, the big issue there was Billy Kemper won it. He got. His highest score in the final was an 8.07.
Yeah.
But he got, and the barrel was crazy.
Yeah.
But then he gets blown out of the barrel onto his back and doesn't make it.
No.
And they gave him an 8.07, which I'm like, that's not cool. Kai Lenny made it out of a barrel.
A good barrel.
A good barrel, and he got an 8.33. Yeah. And I'm like, you got to complete it. Like,
exactly. He's like, and you know, a good barrel, and even I think did other turns. And
I think
stuff.
I think both of Billy Kemper's scores were barrels where he got blown over.
That he didn't make.
Yeah. That he didn't make.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't win an event if you're not actually completing.
That's why I was disgusted when I watched the replay. I was like,
Kai Lenny should have won.
What happened here?
Like, yeah, Kai Lenny.
It's a travesty, a little bit.
Yeah, Kai Lenny should have won that.
A little bit.
And
like,
the,
okay, I'm not giving anything away. If he came out of those barrels, if he fucking made those barrels,
Well, they're tens.
They're fucking he made. He
won. Tens. They're tens.
He won.
But you can't if you're not making it, you can't win the event.
Yeah, but they judge it weirdly.
Yeah, they're judging like
because they're going commitment
Portugal,
to go.
Portugal. We've seen some guys come out of a barrel, like best barrel. It was Perez, best barrel of his life, I think, and like. He got clipped on the way out, and it's a non-complete. Like that, he had far more of a call of that being a complete barrel than Billy Kemper. There was no doubt
it's
he
like
didn't
the best
complete
barrel of my
it.
Life. And they give me a two.
They give him a two. Yeah, but you can't go giving Billy Kemper an 8.07 when you completely fell off.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Exactly.
Anyway, great event. Looking forward to Pipe.
Next event's Pipe, all right.
It's going to be bloody awesome. So that kicks off today's Saturday, so our Saturday. So that's going to kick off.
Possibly tomorrow with the trials.
Yeah, it should kick off trials tomorrow, our Sunday.
Yeah, sick.
And, did you see the forecast? There's
Big swell.
Good. Yeah, I think the first day's this swell dropping, and then I think by our Monday, it's another big swell coming.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's with good winds and... we get to see some real good pipeline and
end
of the year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll
catch
see you
later.
Next week.
Woo.